You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. What was Christmas like for George Washington in 1776? Commentator Gary Joyner takes us back in time.
Christmas Day of 1776 ended a tumultuous year in the young life of our country and began a new era. George Washington's battered Continental Army was beset by desertions, the end of enlistment terms, and a powerful British force that was augmented by German mercenaries. The British and Germans believed that the rebellion would end the next spring, confident that Washington's army would disintegrate. They encamped at strategic points and hunkered down for the brutal winter. The Americans, who had been run out of New York following a disastrous defeat at Brooklyn, gathered in Pennsylvania. Washington knew that for his army and the Revolution to survive, he must have a decisive victory, and it must occur before his men all deserted the cause and left for their homes. On December 19th, Thomas Paine published a pamphlet called The Crisis, which was read by most of the army. In a plea for the soldiers to remain steadfast, it began. "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph." It worked, and about 6,000 men remained under arms. Washington crafted a plan to raise morale by attacking the Hessians, the most feared group his men had faced. The Hessians controlled Trenton, New Jersey, just across the Delaware River and on the main road between New York and Philadelphia. The attack would occur in three thrusts, with Washington and his men in the center, crossing the Delaware at night. The other two columns in the plan failed to arrive when their commanders, jealous of Washington, delayed their advance. On December 23rd, Washington ordered the army to prepare for the crossing, and flat-bottomed vessels called Durham boats were brought down for the crossing. Washington wanted to attack on Christmas Day, knowing the Germans would be at their lowest state of readiness. Ice in the Delaware River slowed the ferrying operation, and it was not until 3 a.m. on the 26th that the Americans were able to close. The German commanders had not fully deployed pickets, and most of their men were sleeping, drinking, or playing cards. Washington and his trusted officers, Nathaniel Greene and John Sullivan, led the attack. They rushed down the two principal streets of the town and, after a sharp fight, disabled the Hessian command. The Americans suffered 3 killed and 6 wounded. The Hessians had 22 killed and 98 wounded. However, Washington captured 1,000 prisoners and seized many muskets, large quantities of gunpowder, and several cannons. The battle, together with the Battle of Princeton, which sealed the short campaign, proved to the Americans that the feared Hessians were not supermen and that Washington was the only leader who should lead the American army. Although there would be many dark days and months ahead, it was the Battle of Trenton that turned the tide of the psychological battle and prepared the way for American independence. Washington's desperate gamble at Trenton sealed his place as the leader of the Continental Army. His fortitude in the face of great odds demonstrated that history matters.
You can hear commentator Gary Joyner every Tuesday morning at 7:35. It's coming up on 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment.